You're listening to SBS News.
Facing the cameras in a packed media room, Israel's Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit said his decision to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was made with a heavy heart. Following a three-year investigation involving three different scandals, he's announced charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes against the country's longest-serving leader.
This day is a difficult and sad day. Today I informed the representatives of the Prime Minister, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, about my decision to try him under an indictment that includes three charges. A day in which the Attorney General decides to serve an indictment against a seated Prime Minister for serious crimes of corrupt governance is a heavy and sad day for the Israeli public and for me personally.
It's the first time in history a sitting Israeli Prime Minister has been charged with a crime. Mr. Netanyahu is accused of wrongfully accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of champagne and cigars from billionaire friends and trading favours for friendly media coverage. He could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. The Attorney General said he had a duty to Israel's citizens to ensure that no one was above the law.
I call on everyone, first and foremost, leaders of the country. Distance yourself from the violent and impassioned discourse against the people of the law enforcement system. It must be denounced. It must be condemned. This is a shared duty by all of us together to protect the law and justice institutions that protect the country's citizens from crimes.
Mr. Netanyahu has firmly denied any wrongdoing and claims he is the victim of a political witch hunt.
Tonight, we are witnessing an attempted coup against a prime minister using false accusations and a systematically tainted and biased investigation.
Despite facing indictment, Mr. Netanyahu is under no legal obligation to resign as caretaker prime minister. His decades-long grip on power was loosened by elections in April and September, which saw both Mr. Netanyahu and his chief rival, Benny Gantz, fail to secure a governing majority. The country is now facing an unprecedented 21-day period in which any member of parliament can try to rally a 61-member majority to become prime minister. But it's a position Mr. Netanyahu says he'll fight to keep.
I won't let the lie win. I will continue to lead the country according to the law, exactly as written. I will continue to lead the country with responsibility, with dedication, and with care for the security and the future of all of us, and for our country, and for our democracy, and for the rule of law and for justice. We need to do one thing. We need to at last investigate the investigators.
On the streets of Tel Aviv, Israeli citizens responded to the dramatic turn of events with mixed reactions.
I think that it's a shame. I think that Netanyahu is the strongest figure that Israel's ever had on the world stage. I think that this was politically motivated, and it's unfortunate. It's a sad day for the country.
It's been a really long time that there were all sorts of accusations, and it's about time that something will be actually done in a legal process. If he's not guilty, then he will be found not guilty. But there has been so many speculations in the past.
The opening of a trial could be delayed for months by a possible new election and by any move from Mr. Netanyahu to secure parliamentary immunity from prosecution. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.